Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
NFL jersey number 52. Who's your favorite player that wore that 52 in the NFL's history? Well, we have a top 10 list of the most substantial players ever to wear that 52, and we're going to come up with it in just one moment, so check it out. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Aaron Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the dunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to another bonus edition, the Football by Numbers series, and we are all the way up to jersey number 52, and we have a good one tonight. 52 is a very interesting number. We're going to do a solo mission tonight on this, but we have some great players, and this is mostly going to be centers and linebackers. That's what the name of the game is, and you know, some other linemen mixed in there too, but predominantly centers and linebackers. And we have like I said, an all-star cast here, and there are five individuals that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and we're the number 52, and they are Ray Lewis, Frank Gadsky, Mike Webster, Robert Brazil, and Kevin Mawai. Great names on there, great names in the Hall of Fame, and we have some other ones we're going to get to too, but let's start off with some of the obvious ones that are probably going to make our list here. And the first one's got to be, you know, Ray Lewis. He wore that jersey number 52 for 17 productive seasons. You know, 17 years, that is a long time for a linebacker to play, especially one as active as Ray Lewis. But, you know, he was played with the Miami, Florida Hurricanes. Just a great linebacker there on some great Miami teams. Drafted by the Baltimore Ravens in 1996. I believe that was their inaugural year of being the Ravens. And he played all the way through the 2012 season. And just a phenomenal player. I mean, listen to some of these numbers. He had over 2,000 tackles. 1,568 of them were solo tackles. Tackles for loss, 99 tackles for loss in his career. His sack total was 41 and a half sacks. He wasn't really known for a sacker, but he would cover tight ends and backs out of the backfield. But he was a thumper when somebody would try to run. His interceptions, he had 31 interceptions during his career, which is a lot for middle linebacker, right inside linebacker. The Ravens changed a couple defensive schemes throughout there. But, listen to this. Ray Lewis made 13 Pro Bowls. Seven times he was an All-Pro. Won two Super Bowl championships. Was the All-2000s team. Was the 2000 and 2003 AP Defensive Player of the Year, both the 2000-2003 season. 13 Pro Bowls, seven All-Pros. Wow. Just some tremendous statistics from a very good player, and definitely deserves to be in that Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he is going to be number one on our list of our top 10 greatest number 52s to ever play the game. Let's go to another obvious one, and that's Mike Webster. We talked about Mike Webster earlier with wearing that number 51 for, or I'm sorry, number 53. We talked with Warren Rogan, which airs in tomorrow night, and we had a little bit. He wore that for a couple years, but Mike Webster is known as the Pittsburgh Steelers number 52 All-Star Center. Played from 1974 through 1988 with the Steelers, 88-89 with Kansas City, but wore the number 53 jersey, like we said, with Kansas City, because the 52 jersey was retired by Kansas City, and you'll hear more about that on our number 53 jersey number, so I don't want to spoil that. But another great player, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, 9 Pro Bowls, 5 times as an All-Pro, 4 Super Bowl championships, All 1970s Hall of Fame team, All 1980s Hall of Fame team. You know, what more can you ask for from this man? He was just a tremendous center, and just a great. You know, don't have a lot of statistics other than what we just told you, but he just a great player. 17 seasons for him, also 15 wearing that number 52. See, right up there with Ray Lewis, only on the offensive side of the ball. We told you it's going to be a lot of centers and offensive linemen and linebackers, and boy, that's two real dandies. And that is why now Mike Webster goes as our second player on our top 10 list. And you know, let's go to another great player. You know, how about Robert Brazil? Just a fantastic player. You know, we know him, you know, he's a great linebacker of the Houston Oilers teams, 1975 to 1984 as an Oilers linebacker, and usually played like right outside linebacker for them for his whole career. And just listen to some of these numbers he had. He had 13 interceptions, 201 yards, return yards on there, but he was another thumper that would cause all kinds of havoc, and it was hard to run around his end. Another player, 7 times in the Pro Bowl, 2 All-Pro seasons, Hall of Fame in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame All-1970s team, 1975 AP Defensive Rookie of the Year. Robert Brazil, 52 was his number for his entire career, all 10 seasons that he played with the Houston Oilers. And he is definitely going to go on our list as our third spot on our top 10 list, and another great player. So as we're talking about great centers that played the game, how about Kevin Mawai? He was another fantastic center, played a little bit of guard too. Jersey number 52, he wore for 4 seasons, so not as quite as long as the other guys on this list. But four very productive years, and those were with the Seattle Seahawks. His first 4 years in the league, 1994, drafted by the Seahawks, played there till 1997, and then switched numbers to number 68 when he went with the New York Jets, and later on with the Tennessee Titans, all the way to 2009 was his last year playing in the league. So you have 16 years in the NFL, and very productive ones at that. Because he made 8 Pro Bowls, 3 times as an All-Pro, All Hall of Fame 2000s team, also in the Hall of Fame just recently. Just a great player. And I have no problem putting Kevin Mawai as our 4th player on our top 10 list. And let's talk about our last player that's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that wore the number 52. And that's Frank Gadsky. And Frank wore the jersey number 52 for 6 seasons in the NFL. And he was a center and a linebacker, a two-way player. 1946, he came in with the Cleveland Browns. 46 through 49, he was in the AAFC. 1950 through 1956 with the Browns in the NFL, and one final season, 1957, with the Detroit Lions, playing center for just most of those. And he ended up having 3 interceptions on defense, you know, in his linebacker career, but he was mostly known as a great blocking center. And like we said, it's 52 for 6 of those seasons, but he has some great numbers too. Pro Football Hall of Fame, Pro Bowl 1 year, 3 times as an All-Pro, 4 times as an NFL champion, 4 times as an AAFC champion. Those championships are all with the Cleveland Browns, blocking, you know, for some great backs there. You know, just think about, you know, like Jim Brown and Otto Graham, you know, a quarterback, and some other very good backs and quarterbacks that he played with there with the Browns. Just another tremendous player, and I think there's no doubt about it. He is going to be our 5th player on our list, and for the number 52s. So all 5 of our Hall of Famers going on our list. Now we're going to get some players that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. First one I want to talk about is Patrick Willis. You know, he's an interesting subject. Great linebacker. We know him mostly as the San Francisco 49ers because he played his whole career there, 2007 to 2014. And he had 20 and a half sacks during his career, forced 16 fumbles, and his tackles, he had 950 combination tackles, 733 of those were solo. And you know, he had a couple of high marks. 2007, he led the league in his combination and solo tackles. Same thing in 2009, led the league with combination and solo tackles. So just a great player. 7 times as a Pro Bowl, 5 times as an an All-Pro, and that's in 8 seasons. So those are pretty good numbers. Hall of Fame of the All-2010s team and a 2007 AP Defensive Rookie of the Year. Wore jersey number 52 his entire career with those 49ers. And just another great, tremendous player. And I don't know that we can keep him off of that list either. And I think we're going to put a pause on him for right now. But he's going to be a tough one to knock off there. But let's talk about a guy like Dave Edwards. Dave Edwards was another fine linebacker who came in 1963 with the Dallas Cowboys, played his entire career. They retired after the 1975 season with the Cowboys. Played a lot of right inside linebacker and left linebacker with the Cowboys in their system. Had 13 interceptions and one touchdown off of one of those interceptions. We don't have any statistics on his tackles because that's a little bit before there, but he did wear number 52 his entire career, had one Super Bowl championship, and doesn't look like he had any Pro Bowls or All-Pro seasons, but just a great player that we wanted to make sure we mention here. But another good one, how about Clay Matthews? Clay Matthews, played up until recently. He's won one Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. And he came in 2009 with the Packers, played all the way to 2018 with them, and then one final year, 2019, with the LA Rams. Played a lot of outside linebacker, both a left and a right side. He had 91.5 sacks during his career, 17 forced fumbles. His tackle numbers for his career, 519 tackles, 383 of those were solo, and he was mostly outside pressure and sacks, but he made 6 Pro Bowls, one time as an All-Pro. Another dandy of a player in Clay Matthews, and I think we're going to put him on standby for right now too, because we have 5 spots left, so we will have to check it out and see if he can make it to our list. And while we're talking about him, let's talk about Pepper Johnson, another great linebacker, mostly known for the New York Giants, because he played for the Giants in 1986, came in the league with them, played there all the way to 1992, then went to the Cleveland Browns for 3 seasons, Detroit for a season in 96, and finished up his career with the Jets 97-98. And looking at his numbers, 25.5 sacks, 12 forced fumbles. His tackles, 1,090 combination tackles, 317 of those were solo. But just a great, solid player. Remember him mostly as those great Giants teams, with Parcells and Belichick were there. But he made it to 2 Pro Bowls, one times All-Pro, 2 Super Bowl championships, and wore that number 52 for 13 seasons. Another one that's in strong consideration, and we will put him on our list to think about here at the end. But let's talk about, how about Frank Winters? Frank Winters is another interesting subject that we want to talk about. He was a center and a guard. Again, it's hard to come up with great statistics for him, but he was in 1 Pro Bowl, one time as a Super Bowl champion. Came in with the Cleveland Browns in 1987, played there 2 years. In 89, spent with the Giants, Kansas City for 2 years. Then the Green Bay Packers picked him up. He played there 11 seasons, became a staple on that offensive line there on the interior of the line. And just had a very fine career, and with a 1 Pro Bowl, 1 Super Bowl championship. Not sure he's going to make our list, though, with those numbers. It's hard to get statistics for a center, but a great player nevertheless. And another great player, how about David Harris? Just another fantastic linebacker that came in 2007 with the New York Jets and played there all the way to 2016 and one final season, 2017. Played that with the New England Patriots. And just another solid player, 36.5 sacks, 725 solo tackles, 10 forced fumbles during his career, 1,110 combination tackles. Very solid career. Probably not the numbers that are needed to get onto our very exclusive top 10 list for number 52s, but a very substantial player all the more. And this next player is a very substantial one even to this day. And how about Khalil Mack? When you say that name, you're thinking of a major sack master. There's a guy that can really put some pressure on the quarterback. And we're happy to tell you about his statistics. He was an outside linebacker, came in with the Oakland Raiders in 2014 out of the University of Buffalo, played their four seasons. The last three seasons, 2018, 2019, 2020, played with the Chicago Bears in that very famous trade that happened before the 2018 season. And so far in his career, 70.5 sacks, and that's in seven seasons. You know, that is pretty good. That's more than 10 per season he's averaging. And he is just a monster and definitely a force that's to be reckoned with. Six Pro Bowls in those 7 years, three times as an All-Pro, a Hall of Fame All-2010s team, and a 2016 AP Defensive Player of the Year, Khalil Mack. And that is some great numbers that he is going on our list right now as our sixth player in, and no doubt about it for Khalil Mack. And no argument out of anybody on that one, I don't think. But let's talk about Dexter Coakley. You know, Dexter, he wore our jersey number 52 for 10 seasons. That's double-digit seasons wearing the number 52. He wore it his entire career. 1997, came with the Dallas Cowboys, stayed there till through the 2004 season, and then two final seasons with the St. Louis Rams, 2005-2006. And he had 13 interceptions as a linebacker there. Four of those went for touchdowns, so that's pretty demanding. He made it to three Pro Bowls, 796 tackles, 630 of them were solo, and his sack numbers, he had just 9.5 career sacks, so he really wasn't made for pressure, but he was a thumper, and he could play some great defensive coverage. And not sure if he's going to make it on a list, but we'll keep an eye on Dexter Coakley, you know, all the same, just to see what comes up with him. But Chad Greenway is another player I want to talk about. You know, talk about some great linebackers that we're having here. Chad Greenway is another one of those that came in with the Minnesota Vikings in 2007, played his entire career there all the way to 2016. Good set, 10 seasons, had 18 sacks in those seasons, made it to two Pro Bowls. And his tackle numbers, 762 solo tackles, 1,103 combination tackles. Probably on the outside looking in, but two Pro Bowls makes him stand strong there. We'll keep an eye on him as well. He could be an outside runner to get in. And we'll talk about maybe one or two more here. John Schmidt is another guy we want to talk about. And he was a center that played with the New York Jets from 1964 all the way to 1973, then played the 74 season with the Green Bay Packers. So 11 seasons in the league, 10 with the Jets, one-time Super Bowl champ, one-time AFL champion, and wore that 52 for many seasons. A substantial player, probably not going to make our list here. And I think, let's talk about DaQuell Jackson. He is another interesting player that we want to make sure we talk about. He played linebacker for the Cleveland Browns from 2006 all the way to 2013, and then the Indianapolis Colts 2014-15-16. 19.5 sacks, 7 forced fumbles, 1 Pro Bowl that he made. And he had 1,192 combination tackles, 784 of those were solo. And a you know, good, solid career for DaQuell, but probably not going to make it onto this list. Boy, those are just some great players that we have here. And let's talk about Neil Okowitz. Just another very solid player, you know, played linebacker with the Washington Redskins 1979 all the way to 1989, so 11 seasons. Had 12 sacks during his career. Had six interceptions, one of those taken back for a touchdown, and just 12 sacks during his career, but they weren't keeping track of the sacks the whole time in his career. The first three seasons were not recorded, but he was a two-time Super Bowl champion. No Pro Bowls on his resume, but still a very good player all the way. Dick Szymanski is another solid, substantial player we want to talk about from NFL history. He was a center and a linebacker. 1956, he came with the Baltimore Colts, stayed there through the 1968 season. He had 6 interceptions when he's playing linebacker, one of those for a touchdown. No statistics on his tackles, but 3 Pro Bowls and 3 times as an NFL champion. He's another one to keep an eye on. Quite possibly, he could make our list. He wore jersey number 52 for 14 seasons. And another double-digit, we have 2 more double-digit wears. Skip Vanderbilt is another one, wore it for 10 seasons of number 52, double-digit years into jersey 52. He was a linebacker that played with the San Francisco 49ers 1969 all the way to 1977. 1978, he spent with the New Orleans Saints, had 14 interceptions, 2 of those for touchdowns, no tackle summary, no Pro Bowls, no All-Pros, but a very solid player. And see, Dave Lloyd, he went by. Another great player, substantial. 12 seasons, linebacker and center. 1959, came with the Cleveland Browns, stayed there for 3 years, went to Detroit for a year. Then Philadelphia Eagles then played him for the next 8 seasons after that, all the way through the 1970 season. And he made it to 1 Pro Bowl, wore 52 his entire 12-year career. And one more with double digits that we want to talk about is Ted Johnson. You know, who can say anything more? But, you know, when you say that name, Ted Johnson, that makes you think about a great linebacker. Played 1995 through 2004 with the New England Patriots. He ended up having 11.5 sacks during his career, 5 forced fumbles, his tackle number 760 combo, 529 solo, 3-time Super Bowl champion. Probably is not enough to make it onto our list. So let's do a little review. We got 6 people on. Ray Lewis, Frank Gadsky, Mike Webster, Robert Brazil, Kevin Mawai. Those are our Hall of Famers. Khalil Mack is our first non-Hall of Famer to make it. So that's our 6 that are on our list right now. And I'm going to put Patrick Willis in there as our 7th. Clay Matthews as our 8th player on there. 9, I'm going to put Pepper Johnson, another tremendous player. And I think that Dexter Coakley is going to be our 10th. I'm sorry, not Dexter. Dick Szymanski is going to be our 10th player on that list. Coakley is a close 11th. But you know, Dick Szymanski, great player there. So there's our top 10 list. We're glad that you joined us for this greatest players that were the NFL's number 52. We hope you'll join us for more of our Football by Numbers, because we have, you know, 40-some more to go, and we're going to have some great guests. Tune in tomorrow. We have number 53s, and Warren Rogan of Sports Forgotten Heroes will join us to come up with a top 10 for the number 53s. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, That's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.